This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we will go back to the phones and, well, we'll see what happens here with Ralph calling in from New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Talk about the issue of race, okay, because of what, you know, the situation going on in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Charlotte, North Carolina, okay, and I want to off the bat going to ask this question right now, because the way I look at it, in Obama's America, this is the worst of time and the best of time, okay, off the bat, I want to ask this question to you right now. Why do you think that race relations under Obama is worse? Why do you think that is? I think in my previous call, I have already given you the answer to those. Why do you think it is worse? Is it driven by Obama's action? Is it driven by his pronouncement? Is it one, the other, or the both?
So, Ralph, can I answer?
Yes,
this is Chris.
Okay. Yes.
I'm with you in a sense that I believe that there are actors at play, actors working to destabilize our society. I really do believe that. I'm going to point to a couple things, and I will say that I believe Barack Obama is a puppet, like most presidents are, that their strings are being pulled by people who are the real power. And I know not everybody in the audience is going to agree with that, but that's how I feel.
The shadow government.
Right. So on the one hand, we have the war on drugs and this idea that we make everyone...
A puppet of the one world order, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can call it that. I don't like to refer to it as that because it makes me sound a little wacky. But there are those people out there that do possess tremendous amounts of power, and they feel they have something to gain. I think destabilization is the easiest way to divide people, and once people are divided, then that's the easiest way to control them.
To keep them actively fighting each other.
So yeah,
in their own personal little circus.
Right. So on the one hand, we have police that are incentivized by the war on drugs to look at everybody as they're a potential suspect, and they are being trained constantly that you no longer should try to, you know, de-escalate. You have to protect yourself first. Well, being a cop is a dangerous job, so I admire cops that actually try to de-escalate things and don't immediately shoot. So, and I'm not going to pick sides on any of these recent shootings because in a lot of these cases, and again, this is not a popular opinion, but sometimes there's a gun there. Sometimes there is a reason that an officer may take a particular choice.
So
sometimes there isn't.
So the guy whose car had broken down and he was unarmed and wound up getting shot, I have yet to hear what the people that say that the cops can do no wrong, I've yet to hear any of them give a reason why this man deserved to be shot.
Daryl, they found PCP in his car.
Well, I'm not willing to go there.
After the fact.
Yeah, and I'm not going to speak on that because I don't know which one you're talking about. Or I haven't read up on again. So that's the one side, Ralph. That's where I feel one side is. On the other side, I see tremendous amounts of money going towards groups like Black Lives Matter.
George Soros.
Yeah, George Soros. Now, I'm trying to understand why exactly people feel that an organization like Black Lives Matter, and I'm not taking a side whether they're good, bad, and I'm just indifferent. But why a group like that between the Ford Foundation and George Soros feels that they need $100 million. Can you imagine the activism one could do with $100 million? $100 million. And that's been put into that. And so I look at this and I go, I see government on one side, kind of through the war on drugs fueling aggression in a way. And I'm not saying all cops are bad, and I'm not saying any cop makes their decision, but I'm talking about where their incentives of departments may lay in some cases. And on the other side, I have somebody else heavily funding, and I look at these two, and they both have a lot in common. So to me, it really worries me where this country is going, and that we have so many incentives on both sides that only seem to be bashing our heads against each other until somebody just says, this is it. We're going up.
And I do think a lot of this has to do with perpetuating the divide and conquer sort of thing, to where if, you know, and I'm going to, you know, speak from one of the positions of one of the puppet masters here. If we can get them to fight amongst each other over whether or not this guy deserved to be shot by the cops because he may or may not have had a criminal record, then they won't be paying attention to all of the horrible things that we're doing to take away their freedoms and their liberties. And
enrich ourselves in the process.
Right, enrich ourselves in the process. Oh, and while everybody is talking about this guy getting shot by the cops, the Senate goes ahead and passes a $1.15 billion arms sale to Saudi Arabia, even though it's been brought up that the Saudi military has possibly committed war crimes in Yemen using weapons that they received from the U.S. government.
Or the Pentagon admits they just lost $6 trillion. Another six.
As far as being a puppet goes, Obama is the perfect, personality for that kind of thing, because it's not pretend when it comes to Obama being one with the black animal, being one with the terrorist, Islamic, radical, being one with Satan. Okay? It's not pretend on him. It's real. It's for real. That he is those kind
and
of things.
You keep and saying, Ralph, you keep saying that Obama is one with the Muslims and one with Satan, but those are opposite sorts of things. So how do you justify in your head that he is, working hand in hand with both Satan and the Muslims?
Unless they are the same.
The fact of the matter is this. Obama is a primitive kind of racist. Okay? He is an anti-white, anti-Semite, anti-Christ. And that,
you keep saying that as well, but again, you have no proof.
But that proof about him about anti-Semitism. Recently, as of a day ago or 2 days ago, I believe it was yesterday or 2 days ago, he had a meeting with Bibi Netanyahu in New York City in a hotel there. Yep. All I need to see and analyze is the picture. Okay, did you see Bibi Netanyahu sitting right on the side, right on the left-hand side of Obama, and the facial expression of Bibi Netanyahu kind of like squirming? Okay? Kind of like squirming. Did you see that? Google it.
I didn't, but I've seen other pictures of those two. There's no love lost between the two of them.
Hold on. So if Obama, Ralph, if Obama were actually an anti-Semite, why would he even meet with the Israeli prime minister?
That's a very interesting question. Because
it is a very interesting question, because you're the one alleging that he's anti-Semitic, but yet he's meeting with these Israeli government agents.
He has to meet with them.
No, he doesn't have to meet with them.
His puppet master controllers told him to, so yes, he does.
Yeah, he has no choice.
And I'm glad that a meeting did not take place between the 30 and Obama, because I consider the 30 more of my leader than Obama could ever be. That being said,
hold on. Who's more of a leader than Obama?
Rodney Duterte. Rodrigo Duterte.
Ah, okay. Duterte, the president of the Philippines. You're a fan of that guy?
Leadership quality. I also bring up in my meeting with Rudy last Monday, how the media is playing out, what you are currently doing, dealing with, the drug situation in the Philippines. I like to believe that we need to have a sit-down, a representative of your office and our Philippine ambassador needs to have a sit-down with the editorial board of the New York Times.
Hold on, Ralph. We'll bring you back. Conan's got questions.
No, I just wanted to ask.
Hopefully you've got answers. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's get to the bottom of what Ralph really believes.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Conan, you had a question for Ralph.
It was a real quick question, and we got you held over, and we've got other callers. Real quick, like Ralph, should Rodrigo Duterte, Filipino president, should he be our next American president?
That's not quite possible because he's born here, number one, and he's not a United States citizen. No.
All right, now I'm not talking about the legalities. I understand the legalities. He couldn't actually run.
If he were eligible,
would you vote for him? Here are your options. Here are your options. You have Duterte and you have Trump. Who would you pick?
As a matter of fact, I live here on a little Fitbit, and this is the close advisor to the president of the Philippines have told me that after the meeting that Trump actually made overtures to have a meeting with Duterte.
You say he refused?
Trump was requesting. Rudy requested a meeting with Trump. And I would like to see a meeting between Netanyahu and Trump. And back to the race relations issue, I believe that for the most part, the pronouncement, the action of Obama is what's driving the worsening race relations in this country.
You blame everything on Obama, Ralph. If you go to Wendy's and they mess up your order, you're going to blame Obama because that's what you do. You're a one-trick pony, and that trick is everything's Obama's fault. That's your trick.
Well, it is, really.
You need to learn a new trick.
He's the president. You can blame it all on him.
No, Ralph's not the president.
No, I mean...
Unless it's the president of the Blame Obama for Everything Club, then yes, Ralph is the president of that.
Oh, man.
Let's go to Ricky, calling in from the Commonwealth. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, that was fast, Darryl. Good evening.
Good evening. You're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just caught the show, actually. Is that Conan I hear there with you?
That's Conan and Chris and Darryl.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, Conan?
Yep.
How are
you? All right. I don't know. How are you doing? I just got in on the show.
We're doing a radio show and would appreciate if you would either get into the topic or
do
something.
I definitely will. Now, I will say recently I left a feedback and I put forth a challenge. Now, I have to admit, I've been really extremely busy, all hell breaking loose for me, and I caught the show, I got in, and I heard a voice. It was Ralph. Now, here's how this is. Now, first off, one of the things I left in my feedback was the duel. I was thinking about Weehawken, New Jersey in 1804, and I was thinking about honor. Now, they what got me to this idea.
Hold on, who are you wanting to duel?
Ralph, and I'll tell you why.
So you're challenging Ralph to a duel on national radio. Okay.
And I'll explain. I know that you had Ralph and Sarah paired up at a point.
You don't mean a real duel. You just mean talk to each other.
Actually, a little more than that. Because I'm a betting man.
Okay.
See, this is about honor. This is about honor. I'll tell you how this works. Now, I was thinking about when I was on the other night with you and Ian, and I was talking about oaths, and hopefully I can still have some time to get into that after this. But here's how my duel is with Ralph, because he calls in here every single night. In fact, I'm trying to go in the whole night. I'm 2.5 hours. Ralph gets on, and he talks his stuff.
No, Ralph was not on for 2.5 hours.
No, Well, I was on hold for 2.5 hours. And he was on earlier on. So my point is, here's how this works. It's a very simple bet. And I say Ralph ain't got the guts. Now, I'm going to say this to Ralph. If he's still listening, I don't think he listens at all. But if he is listening, see, here's how this challenge works. It's about honor. Now, I say Ralph has done. Ralph has no honor. Ralph's a racist.
So what is the challenge?
Very simply put, we get together just like you did Sarah and him that night, and here's the thing. You know wrestling. You know, and Terry Funk, he had it. You know, lose or leave town. And he never went back to his hometown after he lost that. Now,
Hold on, Ricky. Terry Funk has had more retirement matches than some professional wrestlers have had matches.
Went back to his hometown.
Hold on. We don't know where his hometown is, and he's wrestled in a bunch of those places where it was loser leaves town.
This is sounding incredibly interesting to me. So basically you're saying that you would talk to Ralph, somehow this would be judged, somehow, and whoever loses never calls the show again?
Okay, I got the answer to that. Yeah, you got it, loser, leave Free Talk Live, and I'll tell you how we can judge the winner. Real simple, because once Ralph talks to me, because, you know, Ralph talks his crap and his Obama and his and his racism. Animal. I don't even hear what he does.
So how do we judge this thing? Really
Very
brief.
Simple.
How do we judge
real
this?
Real brief. You guys don't even need to judge it, because after I talk to him and I'm straight and I'm fair, the man who will have his honor in the duel always, he's the one that walks away. Remember Hamilton? He didn't have any honor. He lost. You know who went to Weehawken the year before? Hamilton's kid. He lost that duel. He was fighting for his old man's honor. Hamilton ain't got no honor. He lost.
I thought this was about you and Ralph, not Alexander Hamilton. Ricky, thank you for the call.
I love this idea.
I think it's an absolutely horrible idea.
No. What we do is we pair up, we get Ricky and Ralph, and one of them is no longer allowed to call the show, and one of them can. And then we pair off the winner.
Like forever?
Against, yes, forever. And then we let somebody else challenge them, and the loser of that can no longer call forever.
Wait, so judges. What if, and by the
he
way,
says it, nobody judges. It you know is up to the man with honor to wind up leaving town. What, it's an absolutely horrible idea that will never
I think we need
wind
to figure
up
out how
being,
to judge this thing.
I think the listeners should judge it.
I do too. If we could figure out some way there, and
can you make like a poll on the question poll on the page, the Facebook
there,
page?
There, I believe, could be a poll either on the Facebook page or on the actual website. But, again, online polls are absolutely meaningless because it just means that one person knows how to stuff the poll.
Well, then so be it.
And that person would probably be some kind of puppet master of sorts.
A techie.
Let's go to Robbie calling in about puppet masters. Robbie, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Chris, I feel deeply sorry for you. But speaking of honor code, you being an expatriate, one would hope you haven't forgotten your pledge to not lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those that do.
Oh, I want to hear more about this.
Thank you very much, Robbie, for the call. By the way, that was not your actual name.
Oh, no honor. You lying.
You lie, yeah.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Your calls or thoughts, welcome. And let's bust some survival myths. This is Free Talk Live.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And if you're listening to the show and maybe you're not listening live and you want to leave us some feedback, you can do that using the audio on demand listen line with feedback. 641-793-9660. You don't need a smartphone. You don't even need a cell phone. You can call this from any telephone anywhere in the United States. 641-793-9660. It's not a toll-free number, so if you still have to pay for long distance, be aware of that. But it allows you to listen to any of the live programs from the Liberty Radio Network when you want to. That includes Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, The Freedom Fiends, The Angel Clark Show, and several others. So just call 641-793-9660. Press 2 to listen to Free Talk Live. And if you want to leave feedback, press 0, and that allows you to leave a message. Now, we ask that if you call into the show, you not leave feedback on the listen line. But let's say that you know, for whatever reason, don't want to call in while we're live, or you're not listening while we are live, but you have some thoughts. You can leave your thoughts, and if, you know, if it's a good enough call, we might play it on the air. Again, that is the listen line. I'll give that number one more time, 641-793-9660. But if you are listening live, you can call in 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Conan, it's the first day of fall, or the second day. I forget when the actual first day was.
It's the day, Thursday.
But that means, you know, weather's starting to get colder, and pretty soon, you know, winter is coming, as they say. And, well, there's some survival myths, and not all of these are necessarily about cold weather. Some of these are just, you know, like, oh, you're out camping for whatever reason. But somehow you stumbled across these survival myths that can actually wind up getting you killed.
Yeah, well, I grew up in the woods, and I was a Boy Scout and did a lot of camping in my younger years. I know Chris is an outdoorsy kind of guy. He comes in, he's got his ruck in here, like he's planning on getting lost from his home to the workplace.
I always do. That's my get-back-to-the-car bag, where my get-out-of-town bag is.
I'm not sure about Daryl. I know you grew up in Alabama, but you said you're right there in the city outskirts, and
I was just outside of Birmingham, but, you know, there were a lot of woods around where I live, so I would spend, you know, not days at a time, you know, because obviously I'd go back and, you know, eat supper and sleep inside and have breakfast. But, you know, like,
very civilized.
The day part, I would be, you know, riding my bike through the woods.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, you know, I'm not so much concerned with the cold weather coming on. That doesn't have me worried, but it's getting hard. You know, the end of the world might just be around the corner, Chris. I mean, and we learned all these things watching movies and, you know, reading books, these myths, these ideas that could just get us killed if we go out and actually try to practice them.
Now, there's 26 of them on this list.
Yeah, I'm not going to read them all.
And right, that's what I was going to say. We're not going to cover all 26 of these, but they will be on the Facebook page and the Twitter at facebook.com/freetalklive.
And I think these things are interesting to talk about because it's such a popular genre, the sort of dystopian future, the, you know, society has fallen apart, or there's been a massive disaster or disease or something has struck. You know, you've got The Walking Dead, you've got all sorts of things.
You've got all these survival shows on the Discovery, Bear Grylls, where he slays a dragon and makes a teepee out of the hide and all this other stuff.
Right over the hill near a main highway.
Yeah.
Because it's just,
yes,
because you can't find these desolate areas anymore because of, you know, urban.
It's tough.
We're everywhere.
All right.
Cockroaches.
I'm excited to talk about this. This is a fun subject.
Number seven. Eating raw meat and seafood is safe.
Now, what? No, whoever said that?
Well, your guy Bear Grill. He's sitting there chomping down on raw fish and he's eating spiders.
No, he's not. He holds spiders, yes, but the fish and the meat he holds over a fire that he made out of a toothpick.
Right, maybe it wasn't Bear, but it was one of these other clowns. He's
what are they
there
saying?
Munching
it's absolutely deadly? It's not absolutely deadly.
It isn't absolutely deadly, and if you were starving and you didn't have the ability to make a fire, yeah, go ahead and munch down. I mean, you're
absolutely. Get some protein.
So, yeah, we've seen on survival show with charismatic hosts scarfing down some poor live animals. This may be safe once in a while, but it's hardly a technique to emulate. Raw animal flesh can contain pathogens that may attack the human body, resulting in an extended onset condition that's difficult to diagnose. What about sushi, you say? Plenty of folks eat raw fish and don't seem to get sick. Some raw seafood that comes from salt water is safe for human consumption, but it's only because their pathogens aren't very compatible with the human body.
And what most people think of as sushi is not raw fish. They will actually, you know, cook it very slightly to, you know, wind up killing bacteria.
Well, plus, you know, most of the tuna comes from, like, the Pacific, so that's all been irradiated which I think kills everything, too, right?
And they're always using the fake crab, too, and that stuff is cooked and preserved.
Right.
So that's good. That's good to go.
But I think the key point here is that, I don't know, you talk about being outdoors and just going outdoors to be outdoors, and there's some guy on TV is eating, like, raw bear or raw bird or raw fish out of a stream, a freshwater fish. That's probably not a really good idea if you have the ability, mm-hmm. and it's not a life or death situation to cook it. You know, I get that one.
Yeah, so if you have the opportunity to cook, do so just in case. But if you're starving, number eight, you can eat anything animals eat. Again, here's another one that just kind of seems obvious to me, but I've seen
dogs eat poo.
You can see what my chickens eat. I mean these little dinosaurs.
Dogs will eat their own vomit. I guess in theory, you know, if again, a life or death situation, yeah, if it's all you've got around, eat your vomit.
Okay, but what about
But you probably expelled it for a reason, so I would not suggest it.
Okay, what about, like, berries? So you see a bird munching down on some berries. Oh, they must be good to go. Or what about, you know, goats can eat poison ivy.
Right.
I wouldn't suggest you go. Actually, probably if you boiled them, you might be able to.
No.
I'm not even going to take a chance on that one.
Despite our shared biology, there is still a massive difference between humans and other animals. Some animals might eat plants that happen to be edible to humans, but these same animals can also eat plants that are dangerous to us. Birds are the worst animals to emulate as they gobble up a variety of berries, many of which could either nourish or kill us. Even mammals such as squirrels, which normally eat nuts that are safe for human consumption, will occasionally munch on mushrooms and nuts that are toxic to humans. I wonder if that might explain
just
that,
eat the squirrel.
That might explain that
first.
Squirrel I saw the other day that was just laying out in the street.
That wasn't a squirrel. You had eaten some of those mushrooms that you saw the squirrel eating.
I'm thinking the
and
squirrel.
And you thought it was a squirrel.
I'm thinking the squirrel was taking advantage.
Or
of
it was
mushrooms.
One of the squirrels that got confused and was running back and forth and wound up getting run over by a car, and you just thought he was still alive because you ate the mushrooms.
Squirrel this pancakes. One here's one we actually debated in
squirrel pancakes
in the old Boy Scouts. Cut and suck a snake bite. Now,
yeah.
I remember learning one way, and then there was this huge debate. It was like, no, you can't do it. Just take him to the doctor because here's why. The cut and suck technique of dealing with a venomous snake bite went the way of the dodo. Yet, it still seems to hang around in Hollywood. In reality, this trick would work and
this trick will not work.
This trick won't work and opens the victim up to a larger risk of infection by creating a bigger wound with bacteria-laden human spit inside. Put on a pressure dressing and get to a doctor. Also, you've
tourniquet.
Got the venom. Also, you've got venom in your mouth, and guess what's right there? Your brain. So
tourniquet. Use a tourniquet.
And Google the Sawyer extractor.
Yep.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. This is Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris. And Conan.
And Conan, you brought in this story about 26 survival myths that could get you killed. And
some of them are pretty obvious.
We're not going through all of them, but you did start at number 7. So the first one on here is about the cold, where it says, rub frostbitten skin. No, never don't do it, because frostbite occurs when ice crystals form in your skin and other tissues. Rubbing could have the ice crystals cut your skin, thus causing the frostbite to hurt you even worse.
Now, if it's not, if you are pre-frostbite, rubbing your feet, your hands together, your feet, your hands over your feet, I'm thinking that's, Chris, that's okay, right?
If you're not yet frostbitten, but yes. But
yeah, they're starting to turn black, and you can do actual more damage.
Too far gone. If it's black, it's too far gone as far as, you know, the frostbite kicking in.
Right.
Number 2 on here, they say drink liquor to warm you up. No, Mythbusters did that.
But
busted.
We learned that on Looney Tunes with the dog, the big St. Bernard.
Yeah, you wait for him to show
up. He's got a cask around his neck. He's got a cask collar.
Oh, no, man.
That's just to make you forget that you're dying of frostbite and hypothermia.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And things like keeping yourself hydrated and keeping yourself dry and keeping yourself covered with multiple layers, that's more important for keeping warm than anything else. The big thing is dry. And You know, do people, when they pack a bag, or they remember to throw an extra pair of socks in there?
That's a big one right there.
Anybody's been in the military will know that a change of socks is like a new life. If you've had to walk for
that was like a regular, you'd have your commander like having sock change moment.
Yep.
Where they all get called, you all get called on the comms, and it's like, all right, guys, it's been 6 hours, it's been 8 hours, time to change the socks.
And speaking of socks, they say that cotton can kill you, or at least lead to hypothermia, which could kill you. So don't use cotton as your base layer.
It's because cotton sucks up moisture, and it stays there, and you don't want it right on your skin, because that's what really chills you.
Well, one of these myths is, let a hypothermic victim get some sleep. No. No, it's like, you know,
let them get some sleep, and if you see a white light, walk towards that too. That's
let
exactly
somebody
what you
with
to
a
do.
Concussion get some sleep. No, no. You keep them awake.
So we're talking
keep
a little
them awake. So some of these, I don't know who is coming up with these myths, but some of these are just, you know, at least to me anyway. And I'm not one of these outdoorsy survival people, but these just, you know, make absolutely, you know, no sense. They go against common sense.
Yeah, and a lot of them are things that I've heard, but they're usually told as a reason why you wouldn't want to do this. It's like nobody says all base layers are equivalent. Everybody knows that, most people, anybody who knows anything about being outdoors in cold weather, cotton's not what you want next to your skin.
Right. If anything, you want wool.
And if you've ever had any outdoor experience, the whole rubbing two sticks together is not a fast way to light a fire.
Right. Sure, 9-volt battery and still wool works very good.
I like to focus on what's practical and what I might actually have on me. So here's two things that I usually have on me.
If I were going camping, I would carry a 9-volt battery and still wool.
Okay, you would.
You fell out of a airplane, deserted island. You have none of those things.
Some stuff that is in the wreckage that could wind up being used.
You got kicked out because you were loud and obnoxious, and they just booted you out.
Oh, you obviously have never flown with me. I fall asleep as soon as we push away from
you. And Daryl, you're not supposed to go to sleep with a head wound.
And Daryl only flies on Pedantic Airlines. So two things that I always have with me. I always have hand sanitizer in my bag, right? But that's just, I keep a little jug of that, and I usually have some cologne in my bag.
Using too much hand sanitizer is actually bad for you because it weakens the immune system.
I get it. But the point is both of those things are alcohol-based, and if you needed to,
and you could get drunk if you really had to. Thus, don't getting warmer that. In the snow, apparently.
But when you talk about lighting a fire
idea.
And trying to get some dry wood if it's raining out, or trying to come up with enough tinder and things like that, sometimes having a little bit of alcohol to light makes things a whole lot easier. So those are things that I just encourage people to try it. Go out in your backyard without matches and a lighter. Use some gear that you have and light a fire.
I would say try to start a fire with matches. How many people can actually do that?
That's
well, if you're on an airplane, they're not letting you bring matches with you. So your scenario of getting kicked off of the airplane.
Do they take matches from you?
No, they allow you to take books of matches, and they allow you to take one lighter.
So here is the first test. Start a fire, backyard, without paper.
Yeah, that's a good
one. It's anything you can find. So you got to find some. You got to find tinder that will actually light.
Oil can.
And you build it up from there.
Yeah.
If you can do that, now let's go to using flint and steel.
Or something other than matches, because there's a lot of different ways.
Magnifying glass.
Magnifying glass is a good one, too.
The bag of water, I've seen where people have taken a little Ziploc bag, put water in it, you get it all nice and tight and use that as a magnifier.
I have a magnifying glass on me for that particular purpose.
You also have a little flint stick on you because you're one of these survival people. Now, there's a whole generation of people that both of you used a term. That there's a whole generation of people that when they hear this word, their first thought is dating app. You both mentioned Tinder. And you don't mean use the dating app to start a fire, although you could use it to start a different kind of fire.
Never even considered it.
So what you're saying is, you know, like small burnable things. So, you know, like little tiny
tinder,
dried sticks. dried leaves, stuff along those lines.
Yeah, so if you imagine logs, that's the biggest stuff, or sticks, and then you kind of go down to kindling, you know, the stuff that's the size around of your thumb or your finger, things like that, that's kindling, and then tinder has to be what initially catches flame, and that has to be real, real super light and real. So that's wood shavings.
Maybe that's how they came up with the name for the dating app, because it's things that, you know, super light, catches a little flame, you have a little spark, and then, you know,
a little
you move
spark
on.
And then it gets hot.
And then it
in
burns,
here.
burns, the ring of fire. So let's get back into some of these survival myths.
I'm going to skip all the way to number 24, drink raw blood to survive.
No, again,
mind? Because it's salty, right? But that's not the reason.
There's also that, plus there's the thing of whatever it is you just killed might have a disease, you need to, you know, again, we just said don't eat raw meat.
Right.
You don't want to drink raw blood. Boil that stuff first.
This falls in that category. But then again, the original stands up whether you have the opportunity to actually build a fire.
Right.
Or if you're starving right now and you don't have your flint and steel or a magnifying glass or matches, what are you going to do?
Yeah. And I don't know. I think this is a subject that everybody should study a little bit, at least to get the basics. Can you light a fire? Can you gather some food or cook some food? Or do you have some basic skills? Or do you even carry a manual with you or in your car that tells you what plants are poisonous and what's okay to eat in your area?
Now, when I saw that, I thought it would induce vomiting, which is not a good thing, because then you're just coughing up all your nutrients.
You can only
drink so much blood, and then your body just not going to, it can't handle it.
Well, your mind may come into play there, too.
The last two things that they have on here, suck on a stone for hydration. I've never heard that one, but it doesn't sound like it's that good of an idea.
I think the idea was it creates saliva.
Stimulates saliva.
And final on the list, and this is one of those for the winter months.
This is a good one.
Eat snow for water.
Yeah, this is another one of those where people just say, this is the last thing you ever do. So that's why you need a fire. You need to melt the snow.
Yeah, well, according to this, the water to air ratio in snow is 9-1. So you would have to basically eat 9 quarts of snow to get 1 quart of...
No, they say 10 quarts of snow to yield 1 quart of water, because 9-1, 9 plus 1 is 10.
There you go. I'm glad I'm glad someone took math in school.
Yeah, I was on the math team and in the Math Honor Society. Thank you very much. This is Free Talk Live, hour number 3. Coming up just around the corner, your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.